The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And before we start today's show, I would like to thank Ruby for her recent donation. And I also have two unknown donations because I've been trying to find you both in my emails and I can't. Firstly, I want to thank you both and I don't want to give your details out on the air. I will just say that there's a £30 donation from a person whose surname begins with the letter CH. And there's also, I believe, a $100 donation that came out of Canada. So if either of those tally up with yourselves, then please can you email me at andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com, and I will send you the thanks via email as well. And folks, if you do wish to support this show, please go to achshow.com, click the banner at the top, or scroll down on the right-hand side and avail yourself of one of the books. Anyway, today I'm delighted to welcome back for his regular monthly visit my good friend Dr. Eric Karlstrom for a show entitled The New World War and the Second Fall of Man. So let's bring him up right now. Eric, are you with us?
Yes, greetings and Merry Christmas, Andy. It's always good to touch base with you, and thanks for your ongoing commitment to trying to educate people as to our realities as opposed to the official realities, which can often be fantasies. The truth can set us free if we're willing to sometimes plumb the depths. And, of course, we have to remember that Jesus Christ himself came to expose and defeat the works of the devil. So, the good news makes more sense if you understand the bad news. And I hate to, be giving bad news, but I don't see how we can even defend ourselves unless we know what's happening in our world, some of the classified secrets. So this is a topic, you have been very, very accommodating and as well as the Jeff Renz program to look at these dark corners. But this idea of the second fall of man is actually a phrase that I got from Dr. Ronnie Kilda and her book, Bright Light on Black Shadows. She was a targeted individual from, 1985 to her death in 2015 in Norway, and one of many. And what the approach that I've found lately, Andy, that I'm very, very pleased with, is on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website, which I started in 2016. I have over 1,800 posts now, so it's the largest of my five websites, which I think you list there, so I won't go through them. But this is an enormous topic, and yet gang stalking, mind control, cults, these things are not well publicized. These are kind of secret weapons of the New World Order, and they comprise the secret weapons of this New World War. Let me just read the back of a 2011 book. This is the second edition of New World War, Revolutionary Methods for Political Control by Mark M. Rich. He summarizes the situation which again is officially denied. It says, a silent war is taking place in cities all over the planet. It is covered up by the media, mental health system, NGOs, and our elected officials. Now that the financial elite are finished using the U.S. military and allied forces to conquer nations in their quest for global domination, they're neutralizing individuals and groups of resistors who live among the people. To do this, they have recruited a major portion of the civilian population, which is used as a surrogate force to persecute those who have been identified as enemies. That'd be the targeted individuals, of course. As part of the same agenda, the security forces, that would often be private security forces, are conducting psychological operations on civilians and torturing them with directed energy weapons. So there's a system we commonly call gang stalking, electronic harassment. The entire operation is in service to some very wealthy psychopaths who rule our society as part of a global revolution intended to result in a planetary dictatorship known as the New World Order. And this book by Mark M. Rich has so many military documents, which many of which, of course, I've copied and have looked at, which show that the military, the militaries of the world, and the intelligence agencies, the spy services, the National Security Agency, the NSA Global Spy Network, and all the Five Eyes and the 105 Eyes. Cooperating are really behind this, but they recruit civilian population surrogates to do a lot of the dirty work. So it's a multi-tiered and multi-level system, again, officially denied, which is another thing that Mark Emmerich says in his other book, The Hidden Evil, The Financial Elite's Secret War Against the Civilian Population. He says this is a very cleverly disguised program of torture and murder. So people are being induced in our societies to torture and murder their fellow citizens, who again are put on these watch lists, terrorism watch lists, etc. Usually they're innocent individuals. Hey, of course, they're not terrorists. We know that the Air Force is the lead agency in 9/11, in fact, and it is cooperating with many, many, many agencies in the interagency. So the government is the terrorist, and then the government then can turn around and say whatever political enemies perhaps want to expose their crimes, they can call them terrorists. So it's a very, very clever ruse and has been working for a long time and has been very profitable for the National Security Racketeering Network, which is, again, comprised of military intelligence, the private sector, national secret services, secret intelligence services, secret security forces, often staffed by ex-FBI, ex-NSA, ex-CIA, ex-military, and security special ops forces. So, again, this is, you know, I'm not telling anything. I'm not making anything up. I'm going by their own documents. And last time I think we talked about a 1994 paper by a military guy named Richard Zafransky called Neocortical Warfare, the Acme of Skill. The neocortical refers to the neocortex of the human brain. Another way to look at this is a neuro-warfare or simply mind war. This came out in 1994 from the U.S. Army College and General Staff College, and it lays out all the elements of this gigantic global New World War, which is against targeted citizens in the civilian sector who perhaps would be construed as enemies of the New World Order. We'll get back to that one. Another one is by a guy named Robert McCrite. I've got it right here. It's called, and he's from Pennsylvania State University. This is 2014, Brain Brinksmanship in Neuroscience and National Security. And he kind of outlines the thing. And then here's another one. There's so many. I mean, there's hundreds, there's probably thousands. Michael N. Tennyson and Jonathan Marino, 2012, Neuroscience, Ethics, and National Security, the State of the Art. Another one here by Armin Krishnan, who is a professor, I think, at a university in the Southeast, called Attack on the Brain, Neuro Wars and Neuro Warfare. and Armin Krishnan, and this came out in Space and Defense, U.S. Air Force publication 2016, and this explains the torture of targeted individuals. So again, we have these various elements or layers in this system, which is the New World War. Berlin Wall came down in 1989, thus ending the bipolar world, supposedly, of, you know, the communist versus the capitalist countries. And U.S. was the world premier superpower. And, of course, the defense industry did not want to really, you know, lose their profits and pound the swords into plowshares, as you know, people were talking about a peace dividend back then. Well, it didn't happen, and it didn't happen because guys like this were reformulating the whole idea of war, and now they want war against the brain. And we talked about this a little bit, and let me just review real quick what Zafransky, 1994, says when he talks about war on the neocortex. He says, the human brain includes three major parts. The reptilian brain comprises the brain stem, the midbrain, and basal ganglia, and it controls breathing and the heart rate and the reticular activating system. And then the next higher level is the limbic brain, or the mammalian brain, which surrounds the, this is in our brain, you know, this is the biology of our brain, surrounds the reptilian brain and is the source and regulator of basic mammalian survival activities, such as feeding, fighting, fleeing, and sexual reproduction. And it registers rewards and punishments and emotions. This is what your dog would have. It maintains a hierarchy of dominance and submission within species. It is used to gang up on the weak and the new defending territory, defending territory, hunting, bonding, nesting, breeding, flocking, and playing. This is all Zafransky's summary here. And then there's the neocortex, which is unique to human beings, the crown of God's creation, but they look at us as simply another animal. And the human brain, the neocortex of the human brain comprises 80% of the total brain matter, allows us to think, organize, remember, perceive, choose, create, imagine, and cope with or adapt to novelty. It has 180 billion neurons or nerve cells that interact without any physical connections electronically. The possibilities for interconnections between neurons in one human brain are, quote, greater than the number of atoms in the universe. So it's a big challenge to map the human brain, although they are trying to do that, and create a silicon copy, a digital copy, with the Human Brain Project in Europe and the Obama Brain Initiative. And that's another reason they use targeted individuals to map their brains and try to determine how all these connections work. So as lab rats, basically. And he says, within the neocortex, the left brain hemisphere is the site of cognition. We know that left-right brain. The right brain is better at registering images, patterns, sounds, and movement as intuition, etc. So we have a triune brain, and they figured out that if they can attack the neocortex, that's the control center of the enemy human person. And this is what neo-warfare is all about, or neocortical warfare is all about. And, well, it turns out that this has a long and distinguished history. And let me go back to the excellent video by, please stop me if you have a point, Andy, but this is very relevant. There's a movie called The Minds of Men by Aaron and Melissa Dykes. It came out, I think, in 2017. Fabulous movie, three hours and 42 minutes. I've watched it several times and taken notes on it, and I have it posted on my website, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. And here's how Melissa Dykes summarizes things at the end. Well, before it begins with this statement by a woman speaking at the founding of UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, on November 16, 1945. The governments of the states party to this, that means the United Nations, constitution on behalf of their people declare that since wars begin in the minds of men, it is in the minds of men that the offense of peace must be constructed. okay, offensive peace must be constructed. So it sounds like it might be a little bit forceful and coercive here. And here's what how Melissa Dykes summarizes this 3-hour and 42-minute documentary, The Minds of Men, which is mostly about the Macy's conference and MKUltra, CIA mind control projects, etc., going from the 30s, 1930s, right up to the present. She says, in the end, the whole of man can be controlled through his dependence on his environment. That's so important. I'll read it again. In the end, the whole of man can be controlled through his dependence on his environment. At stake was the unveiling of an entirely new paradigm, one which encompassed a holistic view of control that could potentially govern the world and the mind. The system they came up with required that individuals and society be placed in a common communications network. Can you think of one? The internet. It all centered around man-computer symbiosis, cybernetics, which they've been working on since the 1930s. Brilliant scientists like Dr. Warren McCullough and Dr. Norbert Wiener, very important. An artificial nervous system or a hive mind for the planet. At this point, we realize that reality itself is not a fixed thing. As our nervous systems interpret the symbols and signals of familiar patterns and changes, continuously revising our image of the world. Thus, an artificial matrix is inherent, indeed unavoidable. A lot of these Nazi scientists came over, of course, with Operation Paperclip and were very much part of MKUltra and very much part of this project. So the horrendous experiments that occurred in the concentration camps in Nazi Germany were continued certainly secretly in the United States and elsewhere around the world with the CIA's MKUltra project, Bluebird, Artichoke, Chatter, MK, Naomi, many, many of them. Man sought to control his own kind by way of understanding what governed his actions, starting with the neuron base unit of mind-body communications. Cybernetics denotes the science of government. In the end, cybernetic modification of the human being makes information and its communication the key to control, making reality itself malleable, and our interaction with the technology at hand has created its own feedback derived from our interpreted reality. As this technology captures, measures, and analyzes the world around us, man is programmed and reprogrammed through continuous updates, just like the quote-unquote vaccines, the injections, programmed and reprogrammed through continuous updates, provided by this intermediary and conditioning comes with it along with new reflexes. Ultimately, the underlying natural matrix is supplanted by an artificial one born with the collective consciousness of mankind's total intent, goals, and purposes. Okay, that's the hive mind to which they want to move, towards which they want to move. Okay, so this is again the Minds of Men, which I highly recommend people read. It shows, this movie shows that this New World War that we're talking about, the war on the mind, the war to control behavior and the mind, is not a new thing. It goes certainly back to the 1930s when they were top scientists were working on this kind of project. I think we really can identify the key individuals, many, many brilliant scientists, many, many military people, certainly the intelligence agencies, all working, I think, for this psychopathic elite. Over time and being rewarded, of course, with ample financial rewards, etc. Now, how is this neocortical warfare identical to gang-stalking electronic control? I'm going to take these little snippets right out of Zafransky's 1994 article, Neocortical Warfare, the Acme of Skill. And here's, I'm taking words he uses. Okay, both of these rely on, number one, mental attacks, nightmares, illusions, character assassinations, and smear campaigns used as weapons to subdue others. Okay, this is very much what happens to targeted individuals. Number two, it uses shock, terror, and surprise to influence and disrupt the target's external world. Remember, man can be controlled by controlling his environment. Now, that includes external environment and internal environment. So we're using shock, terror, surprise, and this is our military doing this to us, with our taxpayer dollars. Our military is terrorizing our individuals using trauma-based mind control, which was thoroughly explored by the Nazis and the CIA, is using these techniques to control and co-opt and reprogram the minds of the targeted individuals to create biorobot slaves of them, assets. Okay, shock, terror, and surprise used to influence and disrupt the target's external world. Nightmares and disorientation are used to degrade the target's internal world. Okay, internal and external world. You control the environment of the targeted individual. That is the ultimate goal. And they now have the electronic means of doing this. We'll talk about that. The four principal object of operations is psychological warfare. Such as we see this in movies like The Game, etc. Five, all armed military forces must be or become elite forces, special forces, and they're all involved in this. This is the New World War. Number six, acquisition of tremendous information database. That would be the NSA metadata, of course, that they've been collecting on everybody in the planet. Uses NSA, CIA, and DIA, SIGINT or ANHUMANT, Signals Intelligence and Human Intelligence. Number seven, domestic intelligence efforts work in partnership with foreign counterparts, that is to say in all the countries, and private sector companies. We talked about private security firms that are, and this even is called private security stalking. Or security services stalking, or counterintelligence stalking, or contract stalking. Uses space and satellite systems, so the Air Force and the Space Force are essential. And what is the U.S., what are the elite doing with the $50 to $100 trillion they stole from the U.S. economy since 1998, according to Catherine Austin Fitz, who's one of my heroes in understanding what's going on? They've invested in space. Why have they invested in space? To get this kind of control over humanity. Number nine, operations that deploy great numbers of field agents, that is to say spies, and intelligence analysts. Well, they're just crawling all over the place. All these secret armies, these stay-behind army types comprised of surveillance role players and crisis actors and spotters and trackers and now soon contact tracers. And this is just communist spies. But they're all kind of connected with their digital electronic devices, their cell phone apps, et cetera. And intelligence analysts, of course, mixed together who are controlling all this. And then number 10, extensive and well-integrated civilian military national security control force with both armed and unarmed elements. Remember, DHS came in, Department of Homeland Security was formed right after 9/11. Of course, all this was pre-planned. Because the same people that did 9/11 are doing this, and COVID, and they said in 2003, we want 100 million American spies working for DHS. And, of course, Obama came in and said, we want a civilian national security force just as big as the regular standing military. And there's, of course, we have the SID Redux group, the Signature Reduction Group, which is our equivalent of the Stasi from East Germany and the Gestapo from West Germany. And this is what's most interesting. I find this most interesting as a TI, Andy. Number 11, the enemy, that is to say the targeted individual, is the customer. And the society is the, quote, workplace of neocortical warfare, which is, again, gang stalking, security services stalking, electromagnetic warfare, psychotronics. In other words, these are for-profit operations, and the National Security Racketeering Network wages full-spectrum surveillance and full-spectrum dominance everywhere. The battle space is everywhere, including the neighborhoods, workplaces, and bodies and minds of the population. So all of this, I think, is very relevant when we see this has been going on. This we've been working up to this slavery system, again, since the 30s, And again, it would be the intelligence agencies working for the central banks, who are directed, of course, by the synagogue of Satan, if you will. And this is the system we have now. I'll pause there, Andy, if you would like to jump in, and then I'll read some comments from a TI named Alan Barker, who was very perceptive about what was happening.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, it's very interesting. I've been making notes for the show post, and you gave a good overview there. Essentially, it's a multi-pronged attack, folks. This has been coordinated over decades and, on a more nuanced basis, but the actual ideal itself has been cultivated for centuries, as we well know, by the powers that should not be. But also, we have a Dr. Kildare clip that we can play whenever you're ready. And I would draw the audience's attention to rents.com. Eric has got his very own columnist section on there. All you do is you scroll down and you look on the left-hand side. Essentially, the website's built into three columns. And on the left-hand side, you've got your columnists. Jeff has got a number of columnists, so there's quite a way to scroll down, and you probably find some interesting information on the way. But initially, scroll all the way down to Eric's name, and you'll see a variety of different links that Jeff hosts there that you can certainly click through and get some valuable information. And also, if you want to go to each of Eric's five websites, then they are always listed in the posts for this show. So back to you, Eric.
Yeah, this guy, Alan Barker, see, I pay attention to these dates, of course. I just wanted to read some of his comments. He wrote three articles in 1999, 2000, and 2001. He traces his targeting back to 1995, which is roughly the time when Zafransky's article came out. And he says here, the technology, quote-unquote, is rooted in surveillance devices such as audio and video bugs, through the wall and remote sensing devices, and biosensors, both remote and implanted. This provides the feedback for the influencing, as well as any, quote, entertainment value for voyeur sadists and intellectual property theft for thieves. Coupled, says, really is the world mafia that's in control of this. Coupled with the surveillance is some sort of, quote, effector or feedback path for influencing an individual. This may be as simple as spreading rumors and gossip based on the surveillance. It may include acting out, quote, street theater to the individual, letting them know they are under surveillance and putting them in bizarre situations to see what they do or to cause trauma and disorientation. This may even include spreading information for use by, quote, assets in newspaper, television, radio, and advertising businesses, and on the internet. In some individuals, hypnosis may have been used to condition certain reactions and behavior to be triggered by later cues. The use of technology ranges from using harassing phone calls coupled with surveillance-based feedback to provide aversive stimuli, that is to say, pain, in a person's home, to abusing the media and the internet as a means for harassment, to the use of pulsed microwave beams to cause pain, anxiety, or heart palpitations, to the use of brain implants to record and affect the brain directly to dot, 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 dot. And he just kind of leaves it there. Thus, there are several categories of mind control operations. For example, covert druggings, hypnosis, and trauma conditioning, one-shot electromagnetic type brain blasting, short-term mind, and I'll just read it out as it is, short-term mind fucks, and ongoing feedback control setups for long-term torture and exploitation of victims, to mention a few. What they have in common is the attack against the mind of the victim, as well as the deniable and denied nature of the attack. The exact means used in any particular case are beside the point here. These techniques do not just violate one or two of what everyone knows as fundamental human rights. In one fell swoop, they violate almost every fundamental human right a person has. And this, of course, is so true. He says, I have been subjected to torture-level extrajudicial surveillance and harassment by, quote, my fellow Americans inside my own home and mind for the past 6 years. This has sharpened my awareness in some ways, and I have seen quite directly how this stinking society and culture operate. So I know you have to imagine he might have a little anger in there. So I know something about how these pathetic juvenile and barbaric rapists work, though it is difficult to imagine, and it would make you feel sorry for them if it weren't for their many victims. So yes, I will write it. And I will stick my credibility, career, family, and life on it because I know damn well it is true and there is no real alternative but slavery. He says, the United States is, for all practical purposes, a military intelligence police state. This reality is hidden behind a facade of representative government and media psyops and lies. The evil empire has an evil twin. Citizens can be selected at random for horrible experimentation and abuse. These would be the targeted individuals. Those who seriously challenge the corrupt system face covert harassment and abuse. Collaborators, apologists, and profiteers, of course, are arrayed against them. Our elected representatives have no real power at all over the military intelligence complex in the United States. They are generally bought and paid for by groups interested only in making ever more money in any way possible. It really is that bad. Evolved torture techniques, a neutron bomb that destroys the person from within while society can ignore it. Understand, this is known stuff and much is admitted by the government, but still no actions are taken. While the government has only admitted a grain of sand in the desert of its atrocities, what we know is bad enough. And still nothing happens, and the politicians go on grandstanding and pretending nothing is wrong and stuffing their pockets. If someone came into your home and did this to you or your family directly, you would be completely justified in shooting them dead. And any jury in the country would agree with you. But when government agents do the same thing, it's Nazi agents, it's Nazi pigs, there you go, are protected, and the victims are further smeared. If there is any use for, quote, old Sparky, that's the electric chair, it is to fry these torturing treasonous Nazi pigs. And then he says, mind control victims are very much like prisoners of war who have been tortured. The difference is that they generally do not know why they have been tortured. They do not have their own army or support system, and they have been tortured by citizens of their own country. That and the torture is generally ongoing and has not stopped. Rather than any sort of sympathy or respect for having, quote, served their country by being selected for exploitation and torture for the sake of what is billed as, quote, national security or, quote, freedom, these veterans of mind control abuse are subjected to ridicule and abuse. The psychological torture and often physical torture is ongoing. The torture victims, then, are supposed to second-guess the reason for their torture. Why were they selected? What is so special about them? Their being selected for torture might even be portrayed as some sort of flattering attention that needs a special explanation, lest they be accused of having delusions of grandeur. Well, this is a very, very good, these are just excerpts. Just read one more here. I like this phrase, adult Santa Claus is seasonal. To discredit mind control victims, the media will play them as schizophrenic kooks. Acts of physical and psychological terror by the government are ignored, while those speaking out against such terror are ridiculed. The United States is so transparent in its propaganda, it is amazing anyone is gullible enough to believe it, except that it is so pervasive. Many Americans fall for the lies and misinformation because they have been so inundated with propaganda and lies for all of their lives that they cling to their, quote, adult Santa Clauses, which I like a lot, and refuse to confront differing facts. So, again, three articles by, if we got time, I'll read one more. Finally, in denying and covering up mind control crimes, there are witting assets and collaborators in all parts of society. To say it is Stasi-like is not going too far. Some are profiting directly from this exploitation and enslavement, while others profit indirectly or hope to not become another victim by collaborating. Too many Americans are just plain cruel and barbaric. There are, quote, assets, apologists, and collaborators in the advertising and entertainment businesses, in academia, in science and engineering, anywhere you might look. Some are likely just following the cues of the unspoken dialogue and symbolism, while others are directly connected. Some may be mind control victims themselves, aware of it or not. This is a real live conspiracy of the sort that Americans love to ridicule others for pointing out. I do not put anything past people who would participate in systematic torture, including manufacturing news events for distracting, discrediting, and as a launching point for their desired spin. Consider that the Frank Church report, Senate Committee report of the 70s only scratched the surface of the abuses then of the CIA, MKUltra, etc. And the things got worse through the 80s and 90s, and you may get some inkling of the true situation. So all of this, of course, officially denied. We're living in a fantasy land where, large numbers of Americans and citizens of other countries are collaborating in the torture and, murder or by induced suicide of their fellow humans. So we have, in effect, Andy, turned our societies into societies of predators and prey. So all this talk about the neocortex and the limbic brain and the reptilian brain, it seems to me that we're not using our, they're attacking the neocortex, but they're using the reptilian and the limbic facilities, that is to say, ganging up heartless, ruthless aspects of the mind to do it. It's most ironic, really, that these brilliant scientists have produced over time, in collaboration with the military and intelligence agencies, this diabolically evil system, which is now threatening, I think, to turn us all into cyborg slaves, because the ultimate goal is to turn a free-thinking, independent human being with a good brain into someone who can be controlled remotely through and electronically. We talked about this with Dr. Robert Duncan with his 2014 PowerPoint called The Science of Mind Manipulation, EEG Heterodyning, which is electroencephalographic heterodyning, where the target's brain signals are mixed with those of his handlers, remote handlers. They see his brain signals, they capture his brain signals, they merge their own brain signals with his, using their computer screens and stuff. So we have developed this diabolically evil system, which is being used and simultaneously being denied. Meanwhile, the targeted individuals, of course, their lives are ruined. probably insurance companies have taken out insurance on them. And even Zafransky says they're the customer. They're paying for it. what a diabolical system. And if we can't, and I know your belief is, only divine intervention can help us at this point, but I would still, hold out, a tiny, tiny hope that decency might prevail. Here we are in the Christmas season, love thy neighbor and all this stuff. This is not love thy neighbor. This is destroy thy neighbor. This is, destroy in the most hideous manner through torture and terror and theft of their brain, theft of their soul. I mean, this is out of the pit of hell. Of course, we can talk about who's behind this, but we can name the names. Anyway, I'll pause there, Andy. I think maybe I don't know if we have time for Dr. Ronnie Kilda's little clip, but she laid all this out. She was another targeted individual in her book, Bright Light on Black Shadows. So if you have a comment, jump in, please, or otherwise maybe the clip is appropriate.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, all I would say is my opinion is that it's only divine intervention that's going to help us now. But part of that divine intervention is your intervention in the sense of waking people up, because if the majority, it's always going to be the majority, let's be honest, but if a sufficient amount of people are not awake to what's really going on out there, then there is going to be no divine intervention, in my opinion, because what would be the point of the divine returning? And so, again, what would be the point of me doing these shows if I just think, oh, well, God's going to sort it out one day, Jesus Christ is going to come back, so I'll just sit down and do nothing. I do this, and Eric does this, to spread the message, to get the word out there, in the hope that you spread it also, and we can wake enough people up to make a difference. And at the same time, I fully respect those of you out there who have a different viewpoint to myself, but are still doing what you believe to be right in waking people up. So, this really is a broad church here. It's an information resource. There are many good information resources out there in the independent media. We've mentioned Rents.com. Go to RentsRadioArchives.com as well. Go to Eric's articles, Eric's websites and other guests, and there are other good shows out there that we mention regularly on this show. It's an information war, to quote another presenter out there, is rather well known. I will agree with that. And it's important that you get the information from the sources that you can most relate to, and that may or may not be me, or it may be someone else. Just make sure that they're telling you the right information and they're not leading you up the garden path. So that being said, I've got this is an example of one of the entries under Eric's columnist box on rents.com on the first column on the left hand side. So it's a YouTube. I'll be including it in the post for this show. It's entitled Dr. Ronnie Kildare's Warning to Humanity. I'm going to mute us both. I'm going to play it now. Here we go, folks.
The late Dr. Ronnie Kildare was former chief medical officer of Northern Finland, author, activist, and political insider. Her no-touch torture targeting began in 1985 and culminated in her murder, probably by induced heart attack, in 2015. The following insights come from her book, Bright Light on Black Shadows, published posthumously in 2015. The elite have plans to get rid of two-thirds of the world's population with electromagnetic warfare, chemical warfare, and psychological warfare. Mind control, MK, is listed as a non-lethal weapon by the military. In 2002, the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research in Geneva, Switzerland, designated mind control as a weapon of mass destruction, along with nuclear bombs. This technology links the brains of people via implanted microchips to satellites controlled by ground-based supercomputers. All the U.S. military branches are involved in the development of the technology, in cooperation with civil institutions like the Department of Health and what is known as the Neural Network Association. At their 1991 conference, it was revealed that they submitted and endorsed over 1,000 projects in brain-computer technology at 350 medical centers, universities, etc. The best way to control people without their knowledge is through mind control. According to the CIA director in 1972, mind control means a world where every thought, emotion, observation, and need is controlled. Cybernetics, full neurological control and communication, has been in use since the 1940s, without the knowledge of the public. The objectives are behavior modification and influencing mental and bodily functions, processes, and emotions remotely through computer satellite links. Directed energy weapons, mostly EMF or electromagnetic frequency, and acoustic weapons, act on the psyche and the body of human beings and all living creatures. They have been called by many names: psychophysical weapons, weapons of information warfare, psychotronic weapons, cognitive weapons, neurological weapons, mind-invasive weapons, mind control and electronic harassment weapons, remote neural monitoring, active denial systems, weapons of electronic warfare, means of neuro-linguistic programming, means for behavior modification, means of influence technology, computerized brainwashing machines, devices to zombify people, means to induce mental and physical illness, means for hostile surveillance, people zappers, and weapons of mass destruction. The Swedish military research, FOI, declares in their report of activities that their goal is to direct the cognitive functions of people for a lifetime. On July 21, 1994, the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, proposed that, quote, non-lethal weapons be used against anyone engaged in activities that DOD opposed. That could include almost anyone. DOD's potential enemies may be countercultural individuals, those with opposing political viewpoints, economic competitors, biological undesirables, etc. From my point of view, The uses of this new technology philosophically are comparable to and amount to the biblical fall of man, the eviction from paradise. The all-encompassing thought, reading, and mind-influencing capacity of this technology divides man into two encampments. Those few God-like people who are allowed to use these means, and all others whose freedom and free will is being taken away. We have been very surprised to hear about school and shopping center shootings. How many realize that these are tests where mind control programming is used to create a human robot? The serial killer is himself a victim, being programmed to be an emotionless robot and following orders to kill. The real killers sit behind computers and send him electromagnetic beams to the brain. The Secret Services and their sabotage and terror departments are the biggest terrorists in the world and work together with the Mafia. That was the case even in World War II, as has been published decades ago. More crimes against humanity have been committed under the shield of national security than people can ever know, possibly even more than the Mafia. To label the non-consensual human experimentees, the victims of mind control, as paranoid schizophrenic, is a crime against humanity.
There you go, folks. Another excellent presentation there, Eric. Any comments that you would like to add? We've got about 5 minutes or so left.
Well, I would just point out that the soundtrack there is one of 74 tracks that I put together in 2019, which combined my own original music with, I'd say, headlines, key points from my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website. And it's called Lifeline Essential Insights and Healing Music for Illegally Targeted Citizens. And that's available for sale on my, it's the only thing really that I have in this regard, which is available for sale. And that is on my ericcarlstrom.com website, which is my music website. And again, it has 74 tracks, and it finishes up with some, you know, gospel bluegrass songs, because I do believe that are really our only hope now in this you know, diabolically evil beast system that is trying to take us over, is, of course, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And, you know, pray to God and keep rowing to shore. Or as Gideon in the book of, you know, Gideon's situation, pray and fight. I don't believe that we should just, you know, roll over and let our minds, our neocortex, be taken over by these fiends. I believe these are fiends. I believe they deserve the death penalty or worse. But there's so many of them. It's like the movie Murder on the Orient Express. And what do you do when, you know, a third of the population is involved in crimes against humanity? It's a challenge. So for those of us who are trying to stay whole and sane and good and righteous and, you know, it's quite a challenge. But of course, we are promised, you know, that the good guys win in the end. I would just admonish people to get as educated as they can, to stand up, to resist as best they can one way or another, as creatively as possible, as humanly as possible. But the number of laws being broken now is just off the chart. And I think this system is very much related to the COVID being rolled out. This is the same system. And in many ways, the TIs have been the beta test for what's being rolled out now, which is get stuff in your body, implants, et cetera, or self-assembling nanotech or whatever, graphene oxide, whatever, so that they can update the human operating system and control it through the Pentagon cloud or the Microsoft cloud, and thus creating a human hive mind, or a much like Adam Weishaupt originally wanted to name his Illuminati. He wanted to call it the Order of Bees. And of course, we know who the queen bee would be in that order. That would be Satan. So if you go into operating system, cyborg system, and I think the vaccines are, quote-unquote vaccines, the injections are part of this, then you voluntarily, unfortunately, have relinquished, I believe, your soul at some point. It is the Mark of the Beast system, and it is all combined with World War III, and now we can see, I think, with this and other presentations by myself and others, and by many, many books and the work of many people, that this really is the beast system, and it is being rolled out, unfortunately, by our governments against humanity. And so the stakes couldn't be higher than they are right now. It's imagine, and yet there's a veneer of normalcy, and people can deny all this, and yet there's so many, many books and materials that prove that this is the case. So thank you very much, Andy, for your commitment and your tremendous ability to stay on top of these things. And God bless you, and Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. We'll do our best.
Thank you so much, Eric. Yes, folks, and it is a battle. It is a struggle. And, even Christmas was a struggle. Any of you listened to my show last Monday, I didn't know if I'd be seeing my girlfriend on Tuesday for her birthday or if they'd be instituting lockdowns. You know, it had to all be done at the last minute, you know, waiting to see the outcome of a cabinet meeting. I can tell you all that went through. There are still no restrictions in England. I stress in England because England is comprised of, UK. The UK is comprised of England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. And Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales have had restrictions come into force on the day after Christmas, or even the day after Christmas. I think it varies amongst them. So three out of the four nations that make up the UK are already under restrictions. And, the BBC website and the Daily Mail and all that are talking about how Boris Johnson is looking at that and he may try and hold off till after the new year, or he may bring things in. And they give you like one of four options, one of which is a full lockdown, which would mean no indoor mixing again and essential shops closed. And we see what they've been doing throughout the world, with some countries even adopting mandatory vaccine passports for supermarkets and for public transport. And that is something that would, you know, impact upon me directly, because I don't have a car. And whilst I can live without going into essential shops, because I do keep things in, fortunately I and many of you listening have been aware that something was on the cards. I don't think any of us expected it was going to be something like this, but consequently many of us have been able to prep for this event. So, you know, what they would call non-essentials, like clothing, which seems pretty essential to me, is the sort of thing that most of us have got stocked up on. So essentially we just have to see where this is going to go. And while we've got the Christmas out the way now, and it's not a nice thing to say Christmas out the way, but literally going over to my mum's for Christmas and coming home Monday morning, I had to contend with whether there was going to be trains running or not, because we keep being told on the news that there's a great big shortage of train drivers, and some lines indeed have actually been closed in the UK, and I could have been stranded. And obviously I wanted to get over to her for Christmas and then get back to get the shows out for all of you. So that being said, I want to hand back to Eric for his final comments, and then we'll close out the show. Eric, your final words, please.
Yes, well, thanks again, Andy. I just think for me this is a dual issue, very much a spiritual battle, and one needs a spiritual armor as much as possible. But it's also an information war, as you say. There's so many, even Christians in the United States, you know, Christian churches giving out the injections and that sort of thing. Christians are not immune from ignorance. ignorance at this point, what did Hosea say? My people die for lack of knowledge. People need to know what's coming down. Yes, it is a war we're in. It is the Third World War. It is the Mark of the Beast system. It is, I think, the whole Revelation scenario being rolled out. I don't see how it could not be, but I could be wrong on that. But so, in other words, don't give up. My advice, of course, would be this is an extraordinary moment in history, and we need people to be fully alert, fully awake, and fully vigilant to protect what it is to be human and to be, you know, in the family of God, because this is all being threatened, and we're under attack from all sides, as you know, Andy. So thanks so much for your continuing commitment and efforts. It's tremendous work, and look forward to the next conversation.
Thank you so much, Eric. Yes, Eric will indeed be back with us in the new year. You have been listening to The New World War and the Second Fall of Man. I want to thank all of you for listening. I'll, of course, be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.